This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, March 4th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's state lines. Protecting CVP staff, leadership class announced, and Trump to farmers, have fun with tariffs. Water districts warn against reclamation cutbacks. Sacramento Valley water districts are pleading with the Trump administration to spare Central Valley Project workers in its campaign for mass layoffs. The coalition is largely composed of farm water providers, but includes Stockton and Sacramento water managers, as well as two Bureau of Reclamation districts. They're calling for a more collaborative approach to government efficiency, as outlined in a letter to the Interior Secretary and the Acting Reclamation Commissioner. The coalition points out that staff cuts to reclamation would not save money for taxpayers since it is a fee-based entity. But eliminating staff would compromise the Bureau's ability to deliver water and power while threatening public health and safety, warn the districts. Those employees, quote, have critical knowledge of the many quirks of our aged infrastructure. California's negotiators over Colorado River water have made the same push to protect reclamation staff and avoid jeopardizing water deliveries. The Los Angeles Times reported yesterday the administration has ordered the firing of 100 employees, eliminating about 10% of the reclamation's regional staff. 2025 Leadership Farm Bureau class announced. The Farm Bureau just announced its 2025 Leadership Farm Bureau class. The year-long program gives participants a glimpse into ag lobbying and opportunities to meet Sacramento and D.C. officials. The new class has backgrounds across the ag spectrum, ranging from multi-generational rice farming to pollination consulting. The class of 2025, Tharvin Gill of Yuba Sutter County, Alexis Harvey of Solana County, Miranda Yawkins of El Dorado County, Alicia Murr of San Diego County, David Perry of Glenn County, Samantha Paff of Sonoma County, Harley Ramirez of Shasta County, and John Tomeo of Imperial County. Newsom orders state employees to return to in-person. Governor Gavin Newsom is calling employees back to the office, echoing similar moves by the Trump administration. An executive order issued yesterday will require all state agency staff to work a minimum 4 days a week in person starting July 1. That doubles the current requirement. Newsom is also asking all individual agencies to submit their plans to accommodate the rule no later than April 1st. And on that note, the order also asked the state's Human Resources Agency to match vacant positions with the skill sets of recently terminated federal employees, such as firefighting, weather forecasting, and modeling. The state will create a website with resources for federal employees to publicize the opportunities. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision, Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Trump tells farmers to focus on domestic markets. President Donald Trump telling U.S. farmers to get ready to focus on the domestic market ahead of forthcoming tariffs. He said in a Truth Social post yesterday, quote, "To the great farmers of the United States, get ready to start making a lot of agriculture product to be sold inside of the United States." He continued, "Tariffs will go on external product on April 2nd. And then he finished the note with, quote, "Have fun." A White House official told AgriPulse that the president was referencing the reciprocal tariffs Trump and others have suggested could be ready by April 2nd, But multiple producers told AgriPulse yesterday they were skeptical the domestic market could absorb additional export losses. Many commodities rely heavily on export markets. Former National Association of Wheat Growers President Gary Broyles told AgriPulse that as much as 50% of U.S. wheat is exported. He noted trade and access to foreign markets are absolutely critical. Former National Association of Wheat Growers President Brent Cheyenne added, there isn't enough population in the country to consume it. FSA, NRCS office leases being terminated. The Trump administration is preparing to terminate 58 Farm Service Agency and Natural Resources Conservation Service office leases that, according to Elon Musk, so-called Department of Government Efficiency. At a cost-cutting move, the agencies plan to, quote, reevaluate those leases and maybe renegotiate at a lower rate, acting FSA Administrator Steven Peterson told AgriPulse at the annual Commodity Classic Convention and Trade Show in Denver. The terminations will not go into effect right away, giving agency leaders some time to make plans in case new deals cannot be reached with current tenants, he said. You can read our report for locations of impacted sites at AgriPulse.com. Democrats to highlight farmers, federal workers at State of the Union. Democrats are preparing to highlight issues facing farmers, consumers, and federal workers as President Trump delivers his current administration first State of the Union address tonight to Congress. Both House and Senate agriculture Democrats have invited guests from food banks, farm country, and the federal workforce to attend. Now, the guests highlight various issues across the country, including mass firings across federal agencies and the impacts of funding freezes. Senate Agriculture Committee Ranking Member Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota will be joined by Gary Wardish from the Minnesota Farmers Union. Klobuchar said in an interview with AgriPulse, quote, I thought having Gary there would be a good point to remind all that rural America is out there strong. We have so much potential, and what I really like to be working on is things like child care and housing and health care in rural, as well as making sure we get a farm bill done. Klobuchar and Wirtz both emphasized concerns about tariffs. Wirtz said, quote, we need the export markets. We can't just replace them overnight. The threat of the tariffs puts more downward pressure on our markets and really helps destroy our trust as a reliable trading partner. Other guests highlight the impacts of the federal layoffs. Senator Michael Bennett of Colorado will bring Jamie Werner to the address. Werner was a Forest Service employee who was fired along with thousands of other probationary federal workers in Colorado. That according to Bennett's office. From the House side, Representative Zoe Lofgren of California will bring a fired employee from USDA's Agriculture Research Service facility in Salinas. The guest will not be identified by name. In a letter to the Congresswoman, they shared that at least half a dozen colleagues were impacted by the cuts to probationary workers. Other guests include Joe Newland. He's president of the Kansas Farm Bureau. He'll be joining Representative Cherise Davids of Kansas, Kristen Warzoka, president and CEO of the Greater Cleveland Food Bank, who will join Representative Chantel Brown of Ohio. Fifth-generation farmer Karen Reeves will join Representative John Mannon of New York. Representative Randy Feenstra of Iowa announced that Brad Moline and his daughter Ava, who raised turkeys on their century-old farm in Manson, Iowa, will be his guests. Here's today's final word. They will have a very, very negative impact on our industry. That Kip Edinburg, Senior Vice President of Government and Industry Relations for the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, referring to the new tariffs President Donald Trump is imposing. Edinburg, speaking at the Commodity Classic, said the uncertainty about how high tariffs will be also means companies, quote, don't know day to day, week to week, month to month, whether you'll be paying 25% more, 40% more, 60% more. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, March 4th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. AgriPulse Daybreak West. I'm Jeff Daly.